Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, again, we are definitely blessed because we have the great Miss Peg McDermott on with us today, and she's going to expound on different things in social media, different particular words, buzzwords, and keywords that people hear on a regular basis, but they don't really have any knowledge about it. Peg is going to jump into it and try to give us as much information as she possibly can in the time allotted. Also, if anybody's interested in calling in, if you have any questions for Peg, we also, of course, encourage that you call in. The number is 323-443-7471. Again, 323-443-7471 if anybody's interested in calling in, and we welcome that. And Peg, of course, is looking forward to actually talking to anybody that's got any questions. Peg is an award-winning marketing and communications expert, and she's also the founder of Kogo Interactive, and that is an interactive and innovative internet marketing firm that specializes in helping small to medium-sized businesses to increase their revenue and also leverage today's technology and internet technology. So I don't want to go into any further. I'm just going to let you go, Peg. Go.
Well, KZ, thank you so much. I'm really super fantastically happy to be here. And 30 minutes never seems like a lot of time to try and cram all this information. But it's important to get at least some of the more important points of Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus now, and how businesses can use these tools to grow their business. And, you know, when I talk about this to the folks in my seminars, and they'll say, I mention Google Plus, and they'll say, well, what is Google Plus? And is this one more darn thing that I have to monitor? And my response is Google Plus is Google's Facebook, basically. And because Google is such a powerful search engine, they do use Google Plus in their searches. So it's very important that businesses claim their Google Plus page, just as they did their Google Places page. And the more that you interact with this Google Plus page, the more opportunity you'll have to show up in searches. Search results using Google. So most of us will start a purchasing decision or any kind of a business research process by going to Google first. And so it's important to a business's health to make sure they're showing up in these searches, because that's where most of their customers, both business to business and business to consumer, will be. They'll be on Google looking for your services. You want to make sure you show up as often as you can, and Google Plus is one of the ways in which you can do that. And then with Facebook and Twitter, Google now is placing more emphasis on what they call social signals, and that is how many likes does your fan page have, or your Facebook business page, which is also called a fan page. How many retweets are you getting from your Twitter account? So how many people find your content compelling enough and authoritative enough to like you, to link up with you, to follow you, to plus one you, which is basically the Google Plus like. It's called a plus one. And so the more you're able to increase these social signals, the better chances you have of showing up in search results. So when I talk about online marketing, I talk about social media, and I talk about search engine optimization. And when those, and the two are converging more and more now, because again, Google is placing so much more importance on a business's presence on the social media networks, namely Facebook, Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and then, of course, blogging. And we'll get into LinkedIn and blogging in another show number two, actually. But this one is about Facebook and Twitter and Google+. Now, with Facebook, it is a brand. It's such a critical mass now. It's 1 billion users. And most businesses do have today a Facebook fan page. Now, you do have to have a personal profile or create a personal profile in order to create a fan page. And on the fan page, you're able to really promote your business. There is a large area at the top of your fan page that's called a timeline, and you're able to put photos in there that aren't super promotional, but will really highlight your brand. And that area is such a great way to promote what it is that your business does, your brand, and reinforce your marketing message. And especially for those businesses that reach out to consumers, Facebook is very powerful in terms of being a part of your marketing arsenal. And the way that you would approach using Facebook is to begin with a strategy. What is it that you want Facebook to do for you? Again, it's primarily women that use this channel, but a lot of men do as well. But most of the users are women. And one of the fastest growing demographics on Facebook are women 55+. So it isn't just about the younger demographic anymore. The older baby boomers are on these channels as well. So the key is, what is my strategy? Is my market using Facebook? What kind of content do I want to share with my market? And is there an opportunity for me to capture their information so that I can stay in touch with them? I mean, that's really the five steps to social media success. Begin with a strategy, find your target market, deliver valuable content, capture information, and stay in touch. And it's important to know, why am I going to use social media? Do I want to drive more traffic to my website? Do I want the number of pages that are visited on my website to go up? Do I want to get more retweets? Because, yes, Facebook can help your Twitter, and Twitter can help your Facebook. That's why an integrated strategy is so important. Some will go in with the goal of just getting more fans. They want to hit a specific number of fans. And so starting with a goal and then finding out, you know, is my target market actually using this channel? And for the most part, I think you'll be able to tell whether your market is engaging with you or not. There are listening tools online that you can use that will help you to find where your target market hangs out. And I'll post those resources to another website that I'll mention at the end of the show. But these listening tools will help you to find where your target market hangs out. They're free, and it's just really a way to monitor activity on the social media channels. So you want to have a goal. You want to make sure your target market is actually using the Facebook channel, and then you want to determine, what kind of content do I want to share with my target market? And you can upload videos. You can upload customer testimonials. You can add checklists of things that you think your market might find helpful. You create and share content that solves problems and helps to educate your market. And then you use this to reinforce how you're different. You use it as a way to position yourself as a leader in what it is that you do. And the more you're able to engage with your fans, your network on Facebook, the more opportunity you're giving them to share your content and send you referrals. And that's how it works. And I'm sure many I have seen it, and Z, you probably have too, when you're on Facebook and there'll be friends that will ask, hey, do you know of a good that I could call? And more people are sharing referrals on Facebook. So it's a great way to be more top of mind. But if you're not top of mind, you can't be referred. And the way to be top of mind is to have an aggressive position, an aggressive strategy in terms of how you're using Facebook. And you're basically sharing with your target market every day. And I recommend that folks update their profile, their fan page every day with useful content because, again, it's a way to show your audience, your network, that you are actively engaged. Do you have any questions, Z, so far?
Actually, not yet. I was going to ask the question about how many times should you post and update your Facebook, but you actually answered that question. So keep rolling.
Okay. So the other advantages of having a Facebook fan page is, again, it increases awareness of your brand, it keeps you top of mind. It gives you the ability to connect with your current clients and prospects. Again, the page is publicly searchable on Google, so it's a means by which you can get found in Google searches. It helps to educate your customers and clients. And you can actually use this channel to drive folks to your website where they can learn more about you and possibly get closer to a call to action, and whether that's signing up for more information or calling or whatever the call to action is, you can use Facebook to drive folks to the website, and you can use it to increase your email opt-in list. There are all kinds of applications that Facebook offers now that will help you to build simple forms on your Facebook fan page and other user-friendly applications that your fans will find useful. And the longer they can interact with your fan page, the more likely it is that they are going to leave you their contact information or somehow reach a call to action so that you can communicate with them down the road. And the way to do that is to capture their opt-in contact information. And the only way they're going to give you that is if you're offering something of value to them. So that's very important. Use all of the tools that Facebook offers on their fan pages. There's a ton of resources that Facebook provides to help you leverage the Facebook business page. There are so many applications, I couldn't even begin to get into how many and how they could be of use to any business, but to do a little research would be a good use of time for someone who uses Facebook as one of their marketing channels. You can create a newsletter, a webinar, you can create a welcome page, you can upload a free report and with a form. So there's all kinds of things that you can do within your fan page to engage your user, your fan, and get them to hopefully give you their contact information so that you can market to them and stay in touch with them. Because that's really where the sales happen, is when you're able to stay in touch with those fans that have said, hey, I want to hear more. I want to learn more about you.
Mm-hmm. What's a good way, or what's one of the best ways or things that you may have seen, like an example, that somebody's used to retain their existing clients or to get new clients on Facebook, through Facebook?
Oh, gosh, there are so many. Some of the larger nonprofit organizations are very good at using Facebook to recruit volunteers, to get more donations. I can't give you some specific brands off the top of my head, but I can certainly share those on my on the website that I'll share at the end of the show so folks can see some examples of how people are using their fan page to engage their network and grow their network. Fair enough?
Fair enough. And the process is relatively easy, correct?
very easy. It's if the key is to take the time to learn how to use Facebook, and they have a lot of tutorials and self-help guides in their help center, in their resources section. The key is to feed your network with quality content. And usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday have been shown to be the better days of the week to be upload content. There just seems to be more engagement during those days, and usually in the afternoons. That's just research that has been done to see where is most of the activity on Facebook happening. You know, when are the conversations really at their peak? So okay. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday around mid-afternoon.
Okay, well, I've noticed that for a lot of things, Friday seemed to be pretty much dead. It's kind of like everybody, they got all revved up on, I guess, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and by Friday they've already made their plan, their work, and worked their plan, I guess.
Exactly, they've moved on. Exactly. So, and Monday, you know, as you said, Monday is just trying to get ramped back up into the week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are some of the better times to use to engage with your social networks and to blog, really. But we'll get into blogging on show number two. With Facebook, it's about building relationships with fans and staying in touch with them and giving them valuable content. And
right.
People say, well, I don't really know what to post. And I'm sure that there are many resources that are available to you that you could share with your network, or maybe pluck out some information from trade magazines or other resources that you use, or a newsletter that you've already done, and repurpose that content. The key is to not be overly promotional. It's to be conversational, and it's to be helpful. You know, when we go to a networking event or even a party, what we don't want is someone launching into a business pitch, and we hardly know them. What we do want is to get to know you as a person. And when I get to know you as a person, I get to trust you. And when I trust you and you're consistently there, you're consistently giving me great information, then there's a better likelihood that I'll want to do business with you because we've built that relationship and I'm interested, and it's that law of attraction.
Right, so which is very powerful. A lot of people don't understand.
Very powerful, and it works just as powerfully in business as it does elsewhere in our lives.
Right, so ladies and gentlemen, you hear that? It's about relationships, especially now in a business world where everybody's selling a widget. You've got to stand out. You've got to show that you're more valuable than the other guy that's selling almost the same thing. What are you going to put into it that's going to make it to where they're going to go to you instead of someone else? Because we know that you're all very passionate about your customers and clients and fans.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Exactly. So when you've built your fan page, or you've leveraged it as much as you can, meaning you've used as many resources that would make sense for your particular business in your target market, then you want to be thinking again, I want to share valuable content. How do I organize all that? And the best way to do it is to schedule your posts using, like, and planning your posts using, like, a publishing calendar. And I'm going to upload an example of a publishing calendar that I use and some of my clients use. It's super simple, but it helps to organize your thinking around what kind of content do I want to share? Do I want to make it a monthly theme and then break it down by week and then by day? And, you know, pluck out keywords, because, again, Facebook is a searchable. Google can search this content. So we want to make it a search as optimization-friendly as we can. So the publishing calendar helps you to organize thinking and your content and what it is you want to share on a month-to-month basis, and it helps you to be more proactive and strategic, as opposed to I'm going to post something at the last minute and it's very reactive and there's not a strategy behind it. And your fans will know it. And they're going to be posts that you will want to share that are serendipitous, that are at last minute, that you think are valuable, and those are great. But you also want to be strategic in terms of your outreach, and a publishing calendar can help you do that. Facebook ads are very powerful. They're not super expensive, but they'll allow you to really target your market right down to a zip code. It's very, very effective in terms of pricing and tracking. So I would recommend anyone that uses Facebook as one of their primary means to market themselves to really consider Facebook ads as an opportunity to extend your reach just beyond the organic outreach you're doing on your Facebook fan page. It's a lot less expensive than Google AdWords. It allows you to target demographically, psychographically, and geographically. Wow. So it's a powerful tool.
Sounds like it. Could you quickly touch a little bit more on Twitter and also Google Plus in the few minutes we have left?
Yes. With Twitter, Twitter really is more, again, it is another channel that helps to drive more business to consumer leads. It's really, again, it's like a micro blogging tool, and it's a way for businesses to connect with their customers, build loyalty. And again, it's about being informational and not so promotional. What I share with my clients is 80% promotional. Or 80% informational, 20% promotional in terms of the content that you're putting out there. So as long as most of it is informational, then that 20% won't put off the social media users. If anything, they'll embrace it because of the consistency that you're sharing your content with them. That is something that helps to build trust. Twitter also helps with search engine optimization. It helps to drive people to your Facebook page. So you could be promoting things that are going on your Facebook page, and you can drive Twitter users to your Facebook or to your blog. So that it's a very effective tool in reaching your network in real time. It's a way to follow your customers and prospects as well and answer questions, respond to complaints. Very, very powerful customer relations tool. And as you, I'm sure, know, it's also a very effective crisis management tool. So more and more of us are going to Twitter in times of crisis just to keep each other updated on what's going on. So it's very powerful in that way.
Which is really interesting.
Really good. With
how Twitter actually came about. It wasn't actually on purpose. They were looking for a way to communicate more quickly and more effectively and stumbled onto Twitter and then changed their entire path and created Twitter as we know it, which is amazing.
Yeah. That's excellent information. Thank you. With Twitter as well, it's a great way to promote any upcoming events that you have. And if you're looking to get followed by the media or get picked up by the media, most of the media is on Twitter. So if you're looking for press coverage or just getting more third-party credibility, those getting written up, getting stories done on your business, Twitter is the place to be to reach those influencers in your business. And make sure you follow them and invite them to follow you. Twitter also, again, is great for product promotion and product sales. And very good with reputation management. So it's overall it helps to, again, keep you top of mind, stay connected with your clients and prospects. It helps to educate your clients and prospects, and it's a great driver to the blog, to your Facebook page or fan page, and to your website. And many businesses, some of the larger businesses, use Twitter for customer relations and reputation management because they get this real-time information. So it's a very powerful tool in that way. So you want to have the Follow Me badges wherever you can put them, on your website, on your newsletter. You want to make sure you include your Twitter address on your email signature, just as you would your Facebook and LinkedIn channels. It's just a great way to reinforce your presence on the social media.
Understand.
With Google Plus, as I'd started, and the Google Plus is really, again, it's free, as all these tools are, and you want to claim your page, populate it with all your information, verify it with Google. It's very easy to do it. The instructions are right there, and they're very intuitive. And this tool, the Google Plus page, is a very powerful way to make sure that you're found in searches. And Google, and that's also a channel by which people can review you. So if you're looking to build more online reviews, they will go to your Google Plus page, more likely than not, and write their review there. So with Google Plus, it's really about building those reviews and making sure that you get found in more searches. And there are so many fun tools, Google Hangouts. They're building circles. The way that you can slice and dice your content within Google Plus is much more intuitive than it is on Facebook. But each channel has its strong points. And the key, again, that I'll go back to again and again is integration. Is not just really relying on one, because there's no one silver bullet. It's really a powerful integration between social and search that makes online marketing so effective.
Very impressive. It's amazing. I know a lot of people feel, like you said, there's just so many things, they don't know what to do. So what you shared with us is actually very good in the sense that you've given people quite a bit of meat, you know, for them to actually sink their teeth into. Plus that they can always come back to a professional like yourself, you know, if they feel as though it's too much for them to handle, somebody that can mm-hmm. organize it and get it started and develop it to that, to the point to where it's going to actually help them to grow and do more business.
Right. It's about using these tools to build brand awareness and to build top of mind. So people think of you. They think of you as the thought leader in the business, and they think of you first. And that's what social media is so good at, is that engagement, really sharing that free share of content today, that back and forth. Marketing is a two-way street now. It's awesome. You know, we're not just being told what it is we should buy and what we should be doing. We have a say in it now. And that's what makes social media so powerful. So when you can leverage these tools, and most of them are free, you are really going to be way ahead of the game. And I'm going to upload a lot of the resources I've mentioned in this call to my KogoToGo.com website, and that's really just where I post all my resources and tips, and I'll reiterate the tips that I shared today. So if folks want to go back and do a refresh, they can do it there.
Outstanding. Well, as always, we want to thank you for everything that you shared today on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus, and also on helping us with generating leads and generating buzzes and how to get found in the search engines. And I know a lot of people are really lost in that. So you covered quite a bit. So ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank Peg for coming on. We truly appreciate it, because this information could be costly. Especially if you're not using it, costly to you not getting your customers and keeping them. So again, Peg, thank you very much for coming on. And we're going to be doing part 2 and 3 this coming Wednesday and the Wednesday after that. So please stay tuned and also share this with others. So again, Peg, thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, and you have a great and wonderful day. And Peg's information is also on the site, everyone. So please look Peg up, give her a call, what have you. She, as you can see, is a very personable individual and is willing to work with just about anybody. Mm-hmm. However, you have to also be willing to work with her. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you all for listening to the Experience Show. We have actually several shows coming up. We've got tomorrow, we've got Ivan Meisner, who is the founder and chairman of BNI, who's going to be coming on, and he's going to tell us about networking in the modern world, as in how you can grow your business. We've also got Mr. Bob Berg. Again, we also have the dubious pleasure and honor of having Peg back on to tell us a little bit more about social media and the different tools and give you something to actually, as I said before, sink your teeth into so that you can grow your business and also so that you can get those butterflies and that nervousness out of you and get to start to using these tools effectively so that you can grow your business. Because guess what? Everybody wants to succeed, but the first thing that you have to do is invest in yourself, invest in your business, and then be willing to be open to take in new information so that you can grow. So with that said, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you all for listening and for tuning in, and please continue to share the show with each and every person that you think is going to benefit from the information that we give you, because, again, if you're not listening, then all we're doing is talking to ourselves.